From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Governor Ron DeSantis has officially removed and suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. DeSantis was sworn in as governor earlier this week. He made a visit to the BSO headquarters in Fort Lauderdale today to put the weeks of rumors to rest.
I have no interest in dancing on Scott Israel's political grave. Just suffice it to say that the massacre might never have happened had Broward had better leadership in the sheriff's department.
Israel has been heavily criticized for his leadership of BSO's response to the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. DeSantis also named Israel's replacement at the press conference. 40-year-old former Coral Springs Police Sergeant Gregory Tony will be the interim sheriff.
I am not here for any type of political grandiose or agenda. I'm here to serve with any type of expertise and training agendas and any other equipment elements that's been lacking here. It's coming your way.
Tony is the president of a private company that specializes in active shooter training. He will also be Broward County's first black sheriff. Debbie Hickson lost her husband, Chris Hickson, in the Stoneman Douglas shooting. He ran into the building to try and protect students.
I look forward to a sheriff who trains his staff members and his law enforcement to do just that, to run in and to protect the way that they promised they would do. So thank you, Governor DeSantis.
Tony will serve as sheriff through the end of Israel's term in 2020, or in the event Israel gets reinstated by the state Senate. The Senate still has to officially approve this removal.